Good morning. Who has the wildest story from last night? Oh, you have to tell us. The ones that are, it's true. All right. Did anybody get the permission to win band? Did we hand those out? You haven't handed them out yet? If you did do your permission to win last night at the break, see Natasha, you can get your permission to win band. The coveted permission to win band, so we can play to win instead of playing not to lose. Is the audio still kind of wacky, or are we okay? It's Vegas. Get people to... Yeah, we're kind of... It's this side. This side is here. This side's not here. Yeah, it was that blue banana just throws people for a loop. And what was the hardest question on the permission to win last night? Hardest question. Do you remember that far back? Yeah. Why do you deserve to win? Did you come up with an answer? Okay. What was another hard question for you? The one wish. Well, the passion questions. Were you able to answer all four? Oh, good. That's tough, but we got to tap into that. Once you've tapped into that, then motivation becomes a non-issue. It's a non-issue. We tap into that passion and inspiration. Yeah. And that's something we should think about, because it's you can't get out of life alive. Sorry, break the news to you, but it just can't happen. Any other feedback on that? You guys, how many did you get the passion questions done? Still thinking about those? The passion, the four questions about passion, purpose. You can give those back to Natasha. You'll get them back. What we're doing is we're compiling everything. Well, no, you don't have to turn the four questions in. The permission to win. There's a folder back there. One of the biggest things that's going to help you out during this next 3 days is doing a one-on-one, doing a role play, getting your trust scores, your IQ scores, your nonverbal scores, your first impression scores, and they're compiling theirs. And when you want to meet with someone back there, you can meet with them, and they will give you and I'll explain all the scores to you. The permission to win? Well, we can do that at the break. They stayed up working feverishly, compiling all the numbers, so you have great strength. No, not these numbers. Yeah, the trust scores and the first impression scores, all those different scores. All right, any questions about yesterday? What's that? We're still on the blue banana. That's a good one, isn't it? Well, it is, when you read them both side by side, it does say that one side needs the juice. It's just a matter of the two big lessons there is that we put on our war faces and knowing the full story, asking the questions. And I know many of you in here are very altruistic and want both sides to win, but the numbers show that over half the people out there, they just want to win and they don't really care about your feelings. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that's right, I'm just saying that's reality. I know you want to win-win, but when you're going against someone like that, they really don't care and you have to be ready for that. And those are some of the things we'll be talking about today as we go through this. But today we're going to talk about the brick wall of resistance starting off this morning, but I want to test you out on verbal packaging. See how well that has sunk in. So I've collected some terms over the years, and let's see if you can get these. You ready? Thinking? All right. Pavement deficiencies. A lot of these come from the government. Okay? Pothole. After death care. Remember? Cremation. Fiscal unachievers, which we don't have any in here in this room, hopefully. Or urban transportation specialist. Okay, a cab driver could be either one of those. Auto reception area. Reception. Driveway. Splash suppression device. Okay, mud flap. Do you wonder why the government pays thousands of dollars for screwdrivers? It's because of the verbal packaging. Distressed produce. It's rotten. Organic biomass. Sewage. crystallized, evaporated cane juice. Okay, very good. Terminal episode. Yeah, if you hear this in the hospital, not a good thing. Death. A dual commitment from our friends in Congress. No. Hypocrite. Conflict of interest. Ethically challenged. Okay, corrupt. Undocumented worker. Okay. Civil disorder. Okay, good. Legal intervention. It is a term that comes from our friends at the police department, but it means you've been shot. Had to use a little legal intervention, and they're now in the hospital. So another term you don't want to hear. Activity boosters. Uppers, okay, amphetamines. Thermal therapy kit. Government will pay $300 for these. Bag of ice. Body cleaning system. Shower. Laxatives. Could be. That X-Lax, right? Bathtub. Nutritional avoidance therapy. Very good. Diet. Pharmaceutical preference. Yeah, you're a drug user. You're addicted. Calorically disadvantaged. Okay. A form persuader. All right, think about this one. No. An article of clothing. Girdle, thank you. The girdle. Economically disadvantaged. Okay. Protein spill. Medical term. It is a biohazard. It's vomit. Good. Protein spill on the third floor, you know, to avoid that. Data transport system. Data could be computer. Briefcase. Negative advancement. Demotion. Correct workforce imbalance. Yeah, you're fired. You're done. Pay equalization concept from our friends in Congress. This is what they used when they gave themselves a raise. They didn't want to call it that. It's a pay equalization concept. Grain-consuming animal unit. Okay, cow. Incomplete success. Failure. Substantial negative net worth. Bankrupt. Immediate consumption channel. Think about this. Immediate consumption channel. On every floor of the hotel. A toilet? No. Vending machine. Inventory shrinkage. Yeah, employee theft. Practically perfect. There's a regular. Outstanding vintage cuisine. You need to start using this with your children. Leftovers. Negative gross profit. Variance. Mistake. Hydroblast force cup. Government pays $2,000 for these. Yeah, these are real. These are actually come from the government in different industries. These are all real. What's that? Well, the numbers I'm throwing out, but this is the challenge, as I found out, is that the government with a hydroblast force cup would pay $2,000 and they'd realize that it's a plunger. And that's how they don't read all the fine print. Yes? What about disinformation, creative license, misrepresent the facts? Lying. Exactly. You guys are pretty good at that. All right, let's get to the brick wall. That is page 15. The cold brick wall of resistance. How's that? Why are people resisting you? Do they resist you before you even get there? Is it fair? Doesn't matter. It's part of reality. The tension and difference people feel. So we're going to talk about what people are doing that causes that resistance. So on the next page, there's a little brick wall there. I'm just going to, you can fill it in or put it to the side. You don't need to put the word in the exact spot. A good salesman cares about meeting the needs of a customer. I need you to go away. Not what we're looking for. So here's the brick wall. Again, I'm just going to give you some terms here. You can just write them down anywhere. You don't need to put them in the exact brick. The big complaint that causes a lot of resistance is vomit. We're on page 16. Vomit. What do I mean by that? Talked about yesterday. Verbal vomit. Just talking too much. You're saying too much. You're overselling. You're over-persuading. It takes the energy out of it. The next one is the fear of rejection. Can people sense that? They can. Fear of rejection. They're going to say no, or you're going to say the wrong thing. You become very timid. We also have being over-friendly or getting too friendly too fast or being too extrovertish too fast before they have decided that there's a need or a want, a reason to talk to you. I mean, it's a red flag. A telemarketer calls you on the phone. What's the first thing they say? How are you doing? And you're like, ding, 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 ding. What? Telemarketer. Or sometimes your long-lost Uncle Fred calls you. You think it's a telemarketer. You're treating him like dirt. And then all of a sudden you realize that you're related. Did that ever happen to anybody? Oh, hi. I didn't know who it was. Desperation. Persuading out of desperation. You have to get the deal done now. You have to make the sell now. All you care about is the commission or the kickback or the return. We can sense that. Well, these are big complaints that we're getting. Negative attitude. Now, where does attitude come from? Belief? Fear? Preconception? A lot of times attitude comes from what we call expectations, what you're expecting. Using old school techniques. What's some of the things that when you go into a car dealership that just kind of, what's that? A closing shark? They're going to come after you? To the closer, let me talk. Then they go up to talk to their manager. Old school. Too much pressure. Now the key we're going to be talking about tomorrow morning is that your key is to create pressure within themselves. Not external pressure, but internal pressure. Being any type, feel like they're being deceived, deception. Okay, lack of enthusiasm, just going through the motions. Remember, your enthusiasm or lack of enthusiasm is very contagious. Making excuses. Why you don't have the pamphlet or the form or the numbers. Why you didn't bring it. Why didn't you call back? I'll have it for you in 2 days. Enough to lose the deal. Feeling manipulated. You're backing them into a corner and manipulating them. One thing, too, is you've prejudged them. We see this all the time. A man and woman, let's say, go in to buy a car, and who does the salesperson talk to? And who could have the money? The woman. Yeah, they just walk away. Because when you prejudge somebody, does it kind of suck the energy out of you? Oh, they'll never do it. They're not interested. They'll never buy this house. You'd be very, very careful you don't do that. Because everybody you talk to can buy or know somebody. Or maybe somebody sent them. Or maybe we see people all the time going to Ferrari dealerships in jeans and a t-shirt to see who will help them. My brother-in-law in Hawaii owns a very large construction company. They fly to the mainland to buy construction equipment. You know how much that stuff costs? Millions of dollars. And they'll wear their jeans with the holes in them and the t-shirts and walk on just to see who will help them. Some people do that all the time. My wife worked at a furniture store. She grew up in Seattle. And here comes this skinny, this was about 12 or 20 years ago. And a skinny kid, nobody really wanted to help him out. Bill Gates. Two of those, three of those, four of those. So we have to be very careful. Never prejudge. It really takes the energy out. Don't argue. What is it? Ben Franklin said a man convinced against his will is what? of the same opinion still? Now, you could win the argument. It might feel really good, but guess what? You've lost. You've lost the deal. You just can't argue. Lack of preparation. You weren't ready to talk to him. You're just winging it. Being condescending. Now, this is an interesting one. Because a persuader thinks that they're never condescending. But that's how they're coming across. That's why we did our first impression. Being insincere, devious, be up there with deception. See that? Persistence. Is persistence a good or a bad thing? Is it persuading? Depends on how you do it. It's how you're coming across. Let's spend some time talking about that. Fine line between being persistent and being a pain in the butt. Exaggeration. Blame, blaming the company, blaming other people, being one-sided. What does that mean? What does one-sided mean? Yeah. Okay, you don't talk about the competition. Is it good to bring up the competition, that you know the competition, that you know their product? Definitely. Late. You arrive late. No diagnosis. Meaning, Steve talked about the doctor yesterday, that you just come in and you need this without really understanding their wants and needs. Even if you're right, it doesn't matter, but you still have to listen to them. No follow through. Another big one. Not following through. Not doing what you promised. So our goal is to not build the brick wall. So is it possible some things that you do and say could cause a brick wall to become stronger and stronger? So what we want to do is to break through it. And talk about some things to cause the brick wall to either go away or not even form. So the first one, hey, look at this. So you've been shaking my hand for 6 minutes. You said my name 19 times in a single sentence. You mirrored every gesture I've made, including the nose pick I did to test you. I'm guessing you're here to sell me something. Isn't that true? They're seeing right through it. That's what we want. We don't want to be that. We want to be something different. So one of the first things you have to understand, if you're not unable to persuade somebody, it's one of these four things. One of the big ones we see is reason. Write down reason. That's the first one. R number one is reason. So you didn't give them a reason. Now here's the important thing. If they call you, they already have a reason. And you need to what? You need to find it. If you call them, you need to give them a reason. Does that make sense? That's very important. People miss that. If they're contacting you, they already have a reason to buy. But if you're calling them out of the blue, you need to create a reason. Very important you understand that. Now, a reason can be an interest, a need, a want. Your job is to create that. To create that. Reminds me of one of my favorite stories from a military induction center, Airman Jones. He had 100% of the people in his military induction center, these are 18 to 20-year-olds, buying the life insurance. Now, is it easy to sell an 18-year-old life insurance? No, so he's sitting there, and everyone was buying it. So his superior sat in the back room to listen. He went through all the things they need to know about joining the military. And he says, okay, let's talk about insurance. Here's how it works. If you're killed in battle, your families or benefactors get $6,000. If you have this insurance and killed in battle, you get $200,000. Go to your benefactor. Okay, was there a reason there? No, there's no reason. And then he said, who do you think they're going to send to battle first? Think about it. Now, I'm not going to go the ethics of that, but did he give them a very compelling reason to buy that insurance? Like, let me show you. How many of you have a trunk monkey? A trunk monkey. You have a trunk monkey? Do you think you need a trunk monkey? I'm going to give you a reason to get a trunk monkey. Let me show you a commercial and let's see if you need a reason to have a trunk monkey. I'll show you right here. You can't have you. Let's see, where is my trunk monkey? Everyone needs a trunk monkey.
Who do you think you're honking at, huh? What, you don't like the way I drive?
No,
what,
no.
Come on in here, I'll give you a drive.
I didn't know.
You want a piece of me? What's coming out and get you some, huh? Where are you going to go now? Well, you can't speed up by anybody now. You think you're better than me? Well, you think, oh, I like the way you
The Trunk Monkey, a revolutionary idea you'll only find at Suburban.
Did I give you a...
Pending approval by Attorney General.
Now do you need a trunk monkey?
Hey, back in the trunk.
See, everybody needs a trunk monkey. All right, how many of you have pets? You guys have pets? Is it difficult to go on vacation? Well, let me create a need. You're going to need this product. I'm going to create a reason why you need the Cairo.
Back to Made in Eureka. I'm Kate Leonard Clark, here with Bobby D., direct from America's smartest little town, Eureka. Who have you brought with you today, Bobby?
Kate, this is my dog, Pixie. And as every pet owner knows, it can be difficult traveling with a pet.
But we can't exactly leave them home alone.
Actually, you can if you have the new Cryo Kennel.
Cryo Kennel?
Don't just leave your pet, freeze your pet. Simply place him gently inside the cryo kennel, then set it, press it, and...
Eureka!
Incredible, but is it safe?
Absolutely. Your pet will remain unharmed in a state of suspended animation. And when you get home, simply switch the cryo kennel over to thaw, press it, and...
Eureka!
For a limited time, we are giving the cryo kennel away for just 3 easy payments of $49.99.
And remember, when it comes to the latest in home technology, expect big things from America's smartest little town.
It's a real product, right? Yeah, we'll be selling them in the back. Oh, wait, here's another. Wait, let's.
Yeah.
I still can't believe my dad let us even touch his new car.
Yeah.
I think it came with the car. Hey. Wait!
The Trunk Monkey Chaperone version. An innovative idea you'll only find at Suburban Auto Group.
So, you have to create a reason. So, now you feel the need to have a trunk monkey? Does anybody want the cryo kennel? That'd be a great thing. You gotta create the reason. So, let's talk about this. Needs and wants. What do people need? What do people want? When they're calling you, there's something wrong in their life. There's something missing. There's something they're trying to do. In fact, have you ever felt your life was out of balance? Something was out of whack? Does that ever happen? Happens all the time, doesn't it? And we've identified there's 6 different areas that if something's out of whack in your own personal life or other people's life, sometimes they'll come knocking at your door. They're looking for something to fulfill that space. The first thing we notice is that is it a financial need? Now, here's the thing you have to understand. You have to treat yourself like a mutual fund. You ever know what a mutual fund is? A collection of stocks? Now, if you have one stock that's a real stinker, will it pull down the whole value of that mutual fund? Depends how many, it usually does. If you had a stock that was really bad, it could pull down the whole value of that mutual fund. Now, if you're neglecting one area of your life, could that affect your whole life? If you're worrying about your bills all the time, is that going to affect your relationship, your health, your life? Definitely. Then there's intellectual. We've talked about personal development. People feel a need. There's an intellectual need, something they need to learn. Then there's spiritual. Do we have a spiritual side to us? Sure, all the experts agree. Now, how we define spirituality is where we get into a mess sometimes. But is it meditation? Is it organized religion? Is it giving back? Is it service? I can call categories under spirituality. When people aren't happy, it's usually because they're just thinking about themselves. When you're going out helping and serving other people, does that increase your happiness? The big piece, too. Then there's the physical side. If you don't feel well, does that affect every aspect of your life? Does your product fulfill a physical need? Having a health plan, taking nutritional products, all comes to that, very important. And it's interesting when we teach time management, one of the biggest things about time management is exercise, but then when you talk about exercise, everybody says what? I don't have the time. But doesn't exercise give you more time? Now how could it do that? Increases your energy, you don't have to sleep as much, you think better, you accomplish more. That's an important thing to understand. Emotional. We're going to talk a lot about emotions and deception. Emotions are kind of like the gauges on your car. They're telling you what's going on inside. Now, if you keep burying emotions and don't deal with them, what happens? Red light comes on. Yeah, things, amazing things happen. Addictions, depressions. Yep. Social. We are social creatures. Was it Zig Ziglar said the more people help achieve their goals, the more people help you achieve yours? Social. It doesn't fulfill a social need. So you have there what WIIFM and why should I care? Feature versus benefit. Now you've heard this before, but everyone just really doesn't understand how it works. The feature versus the benefit. In fact, there on your paper, right there between feature and benefit, write which means. Between feature and benefit, write which means. In fact, did we bring any CDs, Steve? Can you bring me some? I'll give you an example how this works. For example, WIFM, underneath that, write want. That is what they want. Let me give you an example. If I'm trying to persuade you to come to a persuasion seminar, I would say, you will learn how to read people instantly, make people instinctively like and trust you, understand the four secret motivators, put the 18 most powerful words to use, influence anyone to give you anything, anywhere, anytime, discover the top five objections that plague every persuader, how to immediately solve them. Those are something I'd put in the copy. What's in it for them? Now, why should I care? Right underneath that, write tired of. Why should I care? Just underneath that, just start tired of. So under WIFM, write tired of. Yeah. Tired of. So are you tired of not closing the sales, employees not listening, being told no, losing the negotiation, not getting your way, paying too much for property, paying too much for anything? And those both would be included in the copy. See, the challenge is most people just aren't doing it right. Let's see what I have up here. I just want to show you this. I have these CDs, and we go to great expense to put them on the roundest CDs available. These are the roundest. You can't get a rounder CD. And we use a special blue ink up here. It's imported from Africa. It's a very, very special blue ink. And we make sure we have like the rainbow on the back, so when you do this, it glitters. Interested? But that's what you're doing. And then we have the special white vinyl. Have you seen this? Here, touch this vinyl. Touch it. Feel it. It's high quality. It's the best. It gleams. It's white. We don't do the blues. We do the white because it's pure. You ready? Yeah? No? All right. But wait. There's more. Here's this manual. Oh, wait a minute. And we put it in bubble wrap. Exclusive bubble wrap. And these aren't the tiny bubbles. These are the big bubbles. Hours of enjoyment right here. Oh. And these special three-ring binders, they have the three special, this is not just any normal metal. This is a special alloy. Very, very nice. And look, there's plastic. You don't feel the plastic? It's for your protection. See the plastic on there? And we don't use just 24-pound paper. It's 25 pounds, so it lasts a little bit longer. Ready? Anybody? No? All right. Oh, here's the DVD on the 12 Laws of Persuasion. Same vinyl and the same blue. And you notice we used a special font. We just didn't use just a normal font. We went out and purchased a special font for the text on the back. No? Wait. We have this manual. And you have to look at the staples we used on this thing. You can find the staples here. Where are the staples? No. See, look at those staples. You see those? See those staples? These are special staples. They're not the thin staples that'll break. These are the best staples. And you have to feel the quality of this paper. Feel that? Yeah. Woo! And the special, what? Cover and the blue ink from Africa. Now, after that great presentation, you're saying, who gives a rip? And that's what you're doing. You're vomiting all these features, and people are like, now, if I mentioned a feature that you have, that you can assign a benefit to, sometimes it works. That's where we're getting to the thing. If I went was looking at cars, doing some shopping, some secret shopping, was at a Cadillac dealer looking at Escalades. And the salesperson says, this one has auto start. You can auto start your car from 200 feet away. That's a feature. Who cares? Now, is anybody here like that assigned a benefit to it? What benefit did you assign to that? Okay. So I said that, and you assigned a benefit, so that could work. But a lot of people just don't know what a benefit to assign. And to me, that was like, so? But light, well, wait a minute. If it's 20 degrees outside, and you hit this button, your car starts, and the heated seats will come on, and the heated steering wheel will come on, and we get 70 degrees in the car, is that a benefit? And the music. Or if it's 110 degrees out in Vegas, you can do the same thing to cool down the car. That's the benefit. So a lot of people don't know what a benefit to assign it. So that's your job, is to give them a benefit. And then he says, it has a special camera, so when you back up, you can see. Yeah, exactly. You'll never run over your kids. Is that a benefit? Does that scare a lot of people, especially in a big vehicle? Sure. And then it says it has the automatic hatch. You just click this and the back hatch just goes up. Exactly. So that's a feature, which means what? When you have both hands full, you're carrying groceries, you hit the thing, it just pops up and you put your groceries in. Or has XM, 150 stations. What's the benefit there? Teenagers? I still haven't found a benefit, but... Anybody have a benefit? Want to sign to that? What's that? When the game's on, maybe, that could be a benefit. Definitely. That could be part of it, the OCDs. Howard Stern. Or not. So that's the key. That's what we need to do. Now, if I had a CD in here, what would be a benefit? Let's see. Here's a CD on influence. If I would say, this will show you the three things you need to do to influence people anytime, anywhere, any place. Is that a little better? Which means what? If you're better at influence, what's that ultimately mean? Make more deals, which means? Make more money, which means? Do what you want, which means? Success. Exactly. So when you look at the next page, you need to make sure you grab just some questions to help you out. In fact, does anybody have a feature that they're stuck with as far as what the benefit is? Home? Anything. Oh, it has 5 bathrooms. So? Feature, which means you don't have to share, which means, no, we don't want to talk about the cleaning. Oh, teenagers, which means, fill a bathroom, which means, no fighting, peace in home, more love. It's got a great school district. Feature, who cares, which means, better education, which means, smarter. Which means better opportunities, better prepared children, parents will sleep better at night. What's that? Convenience for driving. So that's important. Unless they assign a benefit to them, it's not going to work. So these questions will help you out. If I could show you how, these are proven things that work. So I've just given you a list that you can go back to this manual to fill them in. If there was a way, how would you like to save 10% a month? Wouldn't it be great to know that your children are safe walking to school? Let me ask you a question. Or when you hit a brick wall. This is important. If you're interviewing and you're trying to find a diagnosis with somebody, these are some great questions to ask. If there was a perfect solution, what would it be? And this is great negotiation. Any type of persuading, you're stuck. You just can't get it. Well, wait. If you saw a perfect solution for this deal, how does it look like in your mind? What would it be? And let them talk. Works very, very well. What type of criteria are you using to evaluate this home? What will completely solve your challenge? If a genie appeared and made everything look perfect, what does it look like to you? Could you describe the type of feature you had in mind? If price were no object, let's set price aside. What are you looking for? Well, it's too expensive. Well, tell me, what investment fits your budget? What type of home were you looking for? What type of investment were you looking to make? So I put those down for you to help you out. And another one I want you to write down, too, is what's important about? Well, I want a 5,000 square foot home. Well, what's important about having 5,000 square feet? Well, I want a big house. Well, what's important about having a big house? You can just keep bringing them down. As long as you're sincere and do it the right way, you're going to find out what the real need is. Finding that need, finding that want, generating that interest. Part of this, too, is creating a reason, is what we call scarcity. If you give somebody 3.5 months to make a decision, if you give somebody 4.5 months to pay their taxes, how long do they take? If you give someone an offer on a real estate property that's good for 3 months, how long are they going to take? So we have to create scarcity. We have to create urgency. Now, has this been overused and abused? How's it been abused? How? Yeah. Only get it today. Okay? Do you believe it? Is it true? Not anymore. Last one left. Sale ends today. Furniture store going out of business. Does it say it's just a new name and it goes out of business every 6 months? And that creates that urgency. Now, that's a hard thing to do because on one hand, if you don't do it right, it's cheesy. But on the other hand, if you don't do it, they're not going to make a decision. Your job is to help them make a decision. That's kind of a hard place to be, isn't it? It has been overused. And if you do use it, if you are, say, it ends today, you have to hold to it. Too many people don't hold to it. That's why it just doesn't, people don't believe it anymore. Like, anybody on eBay junkies? Who does a lot of eBay? Raise your hand. eBay? Do you? You're on eBay and you find something, you're like, oh, that's worth about $20. You bid on it, you don't worry about it. 2 days later, here comes what in your email box? Outbid notice. Someone's taking it away from you. 90-year-old lady in Nebraska, and you just really hate her. You're mad. But there's still 3 or 4 days left. What do? You wait till that last 15 seconds? But auctions, they do more like we've talked about. See, losing $100 gives us more emotional pain than gaining $100 as far as the pleasure. It's just something that drives us nuts. You tell teenagers not to date somebody, what's going to happen? Yeah, they'll marry him. Romeo and Juliet, there's a lot of stories like that, the scarcity. Scarce becomes less available. It drives us to actions. We reduce restrictions. We resist restrictions. We don't like it. You put, college students that they can't read a certain book because they might have a little too much adult content into it. What happens? You put your children in a room full of toys, 20 toys, and they say, just don't play with that one. You can play with the other 19, don't play with that one. What happens? They go to that one 3 times faster. It's called psychological reaction. It just drives us nuts. We resist those restrictions. Was it in Florida where they said you can't, they passed a law with laundry, or the detergent to wash your clothes can no longer have phosphates. Now, does anybody know what a phosphate is? Nobody does. It doesn't help clean the clothes, but it destroys the environment. So the no-brainer thing to do is to take it out. So they said, okay. So people, they took all the phosphates out of the laundry detergents, and it made people mad because they wanted their phosphate. So they were going to other counties and other states to buy laundry detergent with phosphate, even though they had no idea what a phosphate was. That's how people act. And what amazes me, we talked about the Thanksgiving sales or Christmas sales, people waiting in line at 2 a.m. in the morning. Are these human beings? Are they your friends? Did you hear about the lady who got trampled, put into a coma going after DVD players at Walmart, and nobody helped her? But wait, would we get in that frenzy? Well, we got to get ours. There's not enough left. Don't we kind of act differently? We do, definitely. Let's talk about this. Shoe stores, what do they say? Yeah, but wait, let me go back and check the back. Oh, we have one left in your size. Wow, does that ever work? You bought shoes out, yeah, I'm seeing some smiles out there. Home Shopping Network, what do they do to increase that urgency or that scarcity? There's a time clock and there's a countdown on the product. Drives people to action. There's a limited supply. Sale ends today. All those things come into play. Isn't that amazing how we focus on what we need, we complain about, like gas, but then we want the nicer car or the nicer shoe. People just go nuts. I was teaching a seminar once, and there's a point in the seminar where I was handing out something for free, trying to create some energy, and I was handing out, calling cards for like 60 minutes on it or something. Just something just to create some energy. And you've seen Robert Dowell do that when he holds up the dollar bill? You ever seen him do that? And people run to the front? And I was up there, I was handing these things out, and this person got all excited and jumped up and was running towards the room, and he fell, rolled, and his leg rolled away from him. So he's laying on the ground, his leg's there, it's rolling towards me. And I don't know what's the proper etiquette. Are you allowed to pick up the leg and hand it to him? Dude just left the... And I thought he was going to be embarrassed, but no. He started crawling to the front. He did. He forgot about his life. He wanted this thing, and that was the only thing on his mind. And he was a good sport about it. We had a good laugh. I just didn't know, yeah, do you hand him the leg, or is that something you're not allowed to touch? I still don't know, so if anybody knows, let me know the etiquette on that. Limit 4. Does that increase? You go to the store, Ben and Jerry's, limit 4. You come home with 4. Your wife says, why 4? You say, limit 4. It just increases it. World Diamond Supply. Do we have more diamonds in the world than we know what to do with? Oh, wow. But they just put a little bit out of the time, a little bit in the market, keep the value up. It's going to change. Is there another player? Because De Beers owns most of those mines. I wouldn't want to be the competitor. Because those guys use... what was it? I just say those guys have used some... lots of coercion-type tactics to keep where they're at, so that's going to be interesting to watch. Real estate. If you're showing a home, should you set up a 12 o'clock appointment, a 1 o'clock appointment, a 2 o'clock appointment? All at the same time. What happens? So if they're by themselves, like, oh, yep, crack. Mm-hmm. That needs paint. But if there's other people looking at the house, what happens to our mindset? Urgency. Wait a minute. Other people want it. Really helps. They did an experiment with beef where there was a telemarketing floor calling up restaurants and selling them beef. The first group gave them the regular information. They sold the standard amount of beef. The second group, they said, look, beef's going to be in short supply. You need to order some beef for your restaurant. It doubled the sales. The third group said, look, nobody knows this. Beef's going to be in short supply. Sales went up 6 times. Isn't that interesting? Urgency. What about Disney, videos and DVDs? Do they sell more than anybody else? If you don't get it this next couple of weeks, last time this decade, because it's going to go back into the vault. And do they do it? They do. Last time this decade, last time this century. Antique stores. Same type of thing. Going out of business sales. I was on a cruise once, and we went to the island of Grenada. Have you been to Grenada? Nice island. And we were sitting there at the table the night before, eating dinner with some other couples, and this one couple says, you know, this is the only place in the world where you can get nutmeg syrup. Nutmeg syrup. Well, nutmeg syrup? Yeah. Only place in the world that makes nutmeg syrup. Oh. We better get our nutmeg syrup. And we went out and we made sure we bought nutmeg syrup. And guess what I've never tried? Nutmeg syrup. It's still sitting there. We've got a nutmeg. That was the only place in the world to get nutmeg. I don't even know what it is. It doesn't even sound good, but we bought it. It was the only place in the world. Not available in stores. This is how we use it. Right there in the middle, we're on the page, what, page 20? You need to create some type of deadline. If you're making an offer, it's good for 2 weeks, it's good for 3 days. It's human nature. If you give somebody 2 years, 2 months, make a decision, that's how long it's going to take. Your job as a persuader is to help them make a decision. And will they be thankful for it? Yeah, they will. Because people are going to hem and haw. Most people have never been taught how to make decisions. Wealthy people, which you like to work with, do they make decisions fast or slow? Very fast. Limited space. Other people are looking at it. They might lose out. Somebody else might buy it. How can you restrict their freedom? That would be if you're a country club. Exclusive country clubs, what happens? Does that restrict your freedom, that you don't qualify, that you can't get in, that you have to be put on a waiting list? What do they do at dance clubs? Even though there's real hardly anybody inside, what's happening outside? It's a lie. Scarcity. It's also a form of social validation. Now, this is what I want to point out to make this work for you. The takeaway versus the giveaway. Incentives versus rewards. We're going to talk about this. Now, this is what we're noticing. To get this to work, and this is a big shift, to use this, not only do you need to create scarcity, but you need to create a reward. Meaning, well, this offer is good for 3 days, but if you can act in 3 days, I am going to go ahead and paint the house for you. You see that? A reward. So rewards could be material, financial, psychological. Here, this offer is good for a week, then I'm going to pull it off the table, but if you can act before the week, I am going to give you the moving truck for a week so you can move yourself. Or we're going to help you move. Or you'll get the home insurance. The challenges with rewards that we talked about is everyone's different. There's no loyalty, there's diminishing return. But if it's a home, You're probably only going to see this person one time, so it's okay to use a reward. We're going to talk about these rewards. What rewards can you use? I would stick to it, or offer something of equal value. Well, I said that was good for last week, but what I can do is throw something else. And I would stick to it. Too many people are, well, okay. But I would stick to it. If it's a deal breaker, you could add something else. So let's talk about scarcity. Deadlines, we talked about restricting freedom. You have a list of this on the next page. You already have a list. Limited quality, one of a kind, once in a lifetime. So let's talk about how to use this. This is the key here. I wanted to cut everyone's salary by 50% and make it look like a reward. Not what we're looking for. This is what we're looking for. So let's talk about homes. What is the scarcity? What's that? There's only so many. Builders close out. Offers good for 3 days. Scarcity from the bank is going to come if it's a foreclosure. What type of rewards could you give? Okay. This is good for a week, and if we can do it in a week, I will take care of the closing costs. So the key is what I want to point out. You need to have that urgency, but to kind of buffer that urgency, since it's been overused so much, is you need some type of reward. It works very well hand in hand. What's another one? What's that? Rehab allowance? Okay. More commission? Okay, more commission or less commission, depending what side of the fence you're on. What else? Okay, move-out cost. Okay, deposit. How about a credit repair service? I just want you to think these through. The main thing here is you're going to package together. You have to have a scarcity. You have to have urgency, but package it with a reward. A maid for a year. We'll clean your house for a year. Pool cleaning for a year. What's that? Big screen TV. That seems to pull very, very well with people. Big TV. So just think that through. Very important. You have to give people a reason. Reason to do things. A trunk monkey? Yeah. Gotta have a trunk monkey. So the next one, next page is resources. Do they have the resources? Now we like to think money. We talked about money yesterday. The majority of the time when they say it's too expensive, they're lying to you or you've blown your presentation. Time, so it could be time. Do they have the time to do it? Do they have the support? What support? See a person at the audio video store looking at the $20,000 HDTV, Dolby Surround, plasma, make the paint off your house fall off. $20,000 they want to buy, but then what happens in the back of their mind? Spouse. Do they have the support? Does the spouse support them? Ability. If you're selling ski passes at a retirement community, it might not work. So these are the things, resources. You have to understand how the human mind works. See, again, it's too expensive, you're blowing your presentation. When you get to the price, when you get to the investment, they should say what? That's it? That's a great deal. And it's very important as you look at your offer that you don't lump everything together. Does this make sense? You want to separate as many things as possibly value increases. So if you were doing internet sell and they were getting a set of CDs, then you say, wait, as a bonus you get this, 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 and this. Now, does that have a higher perceived value than bundling it all together? That's very important to understand. And another shift is people no longer think in price, they think in what? Payment. The monthly payment. Monthly payment is now more important than price for people because of how they look at their finances. So when you look at purchase decisions, look at these four. When you ask people, why do you buy? What is the most important reasons for you to buy? Where's price? Last. Experience. Quality. Recommendation. This is the bottom. We always try to fight on price. Everyone's fighting on price. That's not an issue. When the value's there, does it matter? We pay the price. It's a return on investment. Well, we keep fighting on price, fighting on price, fighting on price. Is that? I saw this sign once. Don't need to write this down. It said, the sign you come into the store, it says, please pick two.